A new kind of COVID booster is now being distributed around the country. Pharmacy chains and doctor's offices are now receiving and administering the doses. These new shots target the variants circulating that are still causing thousands of infections a day. So who is eligible for this new booster, and is there any case to be made for holding off on getting one? NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us to answer these questions. Hey, Allison.
Good morning, Rachel.
All right, first off, who's eligible, and how is the shot different?
Sure. Well, the CDC now recommends these boosters for people 12 years and up. And the big difference is that the new boosters are designed to fend off BA4 and BA5. These are the subvariants of Omicron that are now dominant. There are two boosters authorized, a Pfizer shot recommended for people 12 and up, a Moderna shot for those 18 and up. Mm-hmm. People are eligible as long as it's been at least 2 months since their last booster or COVID vaccine. I spoke to an infectious disease expert, Judy Guzman Cottrell. She says there's a lot of hope that the new boosters will offer improved immunity.
We finally have a booster that matches the currently circulating COVID variant in the United States. This virus has been mutating so quickly over the past 2 years that I feel like we've been playing catch up. And finally, we have caught up.
A lot of the infectious disease experts I talked to say, though the booster is open to most of the U.S. population, those who can benefit the most from getting it sooner rather than later are elderly people, people with compromised immune systems, or chronic conditions that put them at higher risk.
So then, in light of that, is it worth it for healthier, younger people to get this booster?
Yeah, I think there's less urgency to get the booster right now if you're young and healthy, but there is a consensus that there's still a benefit. Studies show protection wanes over time, even though at this point most vaccinated people get only mildly sick from COVID. There are still risks and inconveniences. You may have to miss work, interrupt travel, stay away from others. You could get symptoms of long COVID. And of course, there's a chance of passing it on to vulnerable people at a time when there's still about 400 COVID deaths a day. Mm-hmm. Now, I spoke to Bob Wachter. He's a physician at UC San Francisco. He says he's getting his as soon as possible. He says he got his last booster about 8 months ago.
My immunity has waned significantly. My immunity against getting infected has waned almost completely. So there's no question that getting a booster of some sort increases the likelihood that you'll have a benign case if you get one, and will lower the probability that you'll get a case of COVID.
He says it's pretty clear to him that the benefits outweigh the risks.
So forgive what may be a self-serving question, but what if you've already had COVID?
Right. Well, if you've had COVID in the last several months, it's pretty certain you've been infected with the BA4 or BA5, so you've got some time before you need a booster. Generally, about 3 months after an infection is when you should think about getting the new booster. Judy Guzman Cottrell says she and her two teenagers are just getting over COVID now. They had it at the end of August.
Mm-hmm. Our natural antibody response will protect us against COVID for another few months. So I do think it makes sense to wait and get the updated booster about 3 months after our positive COVID test. We had COVID in August, so getting a booster in November will then protect us from COVID this winter so we can avoid sick days from work and from school.
At a time when the virus is likely to be on the uptick again, it will not surprise anyone at all to see a surge coming this winter.
Okay, I get that. But what's the advice for those who haven't had a recent COVID infection, but they still want to wait until late fall or early winter to get a booster?
I think many people will want to wait a while, given that full protection of a booster may only last several months. I'd say there's mixed opinions from infectious disease experts about trying to kind of time the vaccine. I spoke to Dr. Anu Hazra of the University of Chicago about this. He says he too has heard people say, oh, I'll wait until Thanksgiving or Christmas or some big event that I'm going to try to time the booster to my time of highest exposure.
It's a very reasonable approach to think about what's your own risk and trying to potentially calculate or try to think about when is the best time to get your booster. I think it's also important to know, though, when you get a booster, it's not immediate protection, right? It takes time for your body to create these antibodies.
It takes a few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, until the full protection kicks in. So mm-hmm. It's a little bit like trying to time the stock market. In theory, it's not a bad idea. But Dr. Hazra says in practice, it may be tough to pull off an exact timing.
And exactly how powerful is this new booster? I mean, is it going to prevent people from getting infected at all?
Well, no, people could still get infected. It will help prevent severe infections, but okay. It's not a magic bullet. I think that's part of the reason why there are some respected voices within the infectious disease community who don't agree with the CDC that everyone needs the new booster right now. I spoke to Paul Offit. He heads the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He told me he agrees with the CDC recommendation to give the booster to high-risk folks, so elderly people, people with immune compromised, people with chronic conditions, but he does not agree that everyone 12 and up should get it now.
My thinking on this is that the goal of this vaccine is to prevent severe illness. For those who already received three doses, I think that they don't fall into one of those three high-risk categories. They are protected against severe illness, so I don't think they benefit from a booster. So I'm not going to be getting this vaccine. I think I'm protected against serious disease.
Among people who've already been vaccinated and boosted, the risk of being hospitalized with COVID remains very low. So Dr. Offit says he'd like to see data from trials and people to show that another booster dose is really beneficial.
NPR's Allison Aubrey. Allison, we always appreciate your reporting. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.